Hey, what is up? Welcome to episode 394 of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian Lofermento. This is a Mindset and Motivation Monday episode where you're going to hear a little bit of a different tune from me. We're going to be talking about how rigged the system is, but don't worry, it does come with a positive and uplifting message as to how you can beat the rigging. And I'm going to do something I've never done in this podcast's history ever before, so make sure you listen to this entire episode. I'm so excited about it. Let's dive in. Unless you've been living under a rock and completely ignoring the news of late, then chances are you've heard a lot about the stock market over the past week in particular. And yes, I'm going to get a little bit into it in today's episode. Don't worry, we're not going to be talking stocks. We're going to be talking about a powerful concept that the stock market has showed us that we as entrepreneurs can use to our benefit. And to do so, I'm going to take this to a really, really elementary level. So I was a finance major back in college at one of the top business schools in the country. But of course, I do not work in finance. So I'm going to kick things back and make them really simple for you to understand, just that we're on the same page. And to do that, first things first, let's talk about what drives the stock of a price up. A lot of people think it has to do with earnings, or a lot of people think it has to do with the business's growth. But the reality is the stock's price or any stock's price is driven not by any fundamental thing that's happening within a company. Like, for example, the price of Nike stock has nothing to do if Nike's making a profit or not. Now, yes, the market reacts to those factors, but on the whole, Nike could announce a giant net loss and the stock price could go up if it beat expectations. And that's because the stock's price is determined not by those fundamentals, but by the actual market. So why the heck does that matter? It's because for decades, giant investors, hedge fund managers, billionaires have been able to do what they want with stock prices. And here's why. Let's just say you and I are two billionaires in a town of 10 people, and there's this one property that has been for sale for a long time, and no one's really wanted it. So the price of that property has just been coming down as they desperately try to find a buyer. Now, you and I, as the two town billionaires, we walk in and we're just like, hey, and I say, actually, I'm just like, hey, I want that. Well, now the price of the property goes up a little bit. And then if you come in and you say, well, I want that too, then the price will go up even further. So you and I are what are driving the price of that property up. And so just think about it on a more macro level. If there's a ton of billionaires looking to buy real estate in Los Angeles, for example, well, then the price of properties in Los Angeles will go up. Whereas if those billionaires walk away and say, eh, we're not interested, and all the millionaires, they also say, eh, we're not interested, well, then the price of property in Los Angeles will come down. So it is simple supply and demand. And for a long time, billionaires, they've got the demand, they've got the dollars to make the price of any stock that they choose to go up or down by walking away from the table. And so for the first time ever, this is history in the making, we have seen the average investor, or what media outlets will call retail investors, which is me, you, our parents, our kids, our people we went to school with, all of us normal people, we are retail investors. And previously, historically, we could buy stocks that we like, we could trade stocks that we like, but we are really reacting to what the big guys are doing, the big hedge fund managers, the big billionaires, the ones who are controlling the markets. But last week, a couple hundred thousand, or potentially millions, we don't know the real number, of retail investors decided, you know what? We're going to do this. We're going to do it in a way more organized fashion. We're going to talk on internet message boards, and we're going to choose one stock, GameStop, which is a video game company, which even I, as a kid, I loved GameStop. I loved going to GameStop and buying video games. So all of these people online and internet chat forums and Reddit decided, let's all buy GameStop. Let's make the price of GameStop go up. Let's all pool our money, all of us small people, pool it together so that we have millions or billions of dollars together, and let's make the stock price go up. And for the first time ever, they did it. It's the power of strength in numbers. And whatever the media says over the next week, and obviously I'm recording this before the GameStop craziness is over, whatever happens from here, don't let anyone talk you out of the fact that this was a win for strength in numbers. The price of GameStop 6 months ago in August 2020 was $4.15. And as of last week, $4.15. And as of last week, this is incredible. I've got a huge smile on my face as I say this. As of last week, the price of GameStop hit $483. $483 from $4.15 to $483. What does that mean? It means average people, retail investors, 100x'd their portfolio value. They 100x'd their investment, which means if you put in $1,000 in August into GameStop stock, then as of last week, you would have had $100,000. If you put in $10,000 last week, in August, then you would now have $10,000, then you would now have $1 million in GameStop stock. Why? Not because GameStop is crushing it. In fact, they're not. They were on the verge of declaring bankruptcy. They are on the verge of taking on hundreds of millions of dollars of debt to try to save the company. It has nothing to do with what GameStop is doing, and everything to do with the fact that millions of retail investors banded together and made strength in numbers work to their advantage. For the first time ever, they said, we may not have the individual resources of these hedge fund managers, but we can band together and we are stronger together. So you might be thinking to yourself, Brian, why have we spent almost 7 minutes talking about the stock market on this Mindset and Motivation Monday episode? Here's the thing that I want to talk to you about. You cannot do this alone, I promise you. And if you've been a longtime listener of this podcast, hopefully you've gotten that message from me before, but today's episode directly addresses the fact that you cannot do this entrepreneurial journey alone. You cannot. I'm not saying that, it's easier if you've got strength in numbers, it's easier if you leverage a mentor, it's easier if you talk to people who have already done it. No, I'm taking it 20 steps further than that. And I'm saying you cannot do this alone. As an entrepreneur, you cannot do it alone. And quite frankly, and I'm the first person to admit this, all of my greatest moments, all my greatest breakthroughs, all of my greatest entrepreneurial lessons have come through working with others, collaborating with others, sharing with others, learning from others. So many experiences. And I could tell you 50 different stories from my entrepreneurial journey here in today's episode. And I've told you all of them in the prior 393 episodes of this podcast. And I'll continue telling you those stories. But at the end of the day, if you're sitting there thinking, why is this so hard? It's because you've tried to do it alone. And this journey was not meant for you to do it alone. And I'm going to break some really, really ugly parts of entrepreneurship to you here in the next 60 seconds, because I've seen all different sides of the entrepreneurial world. Just last week, for example, I had a phone call with a company promising to help you get more PR, promising to help you get in more places and get more visibility and exposure and get 10,000 more additional fans. And I had a phone call with them and they said, oh yeah, basically it's very simple. We've been doing this for 8 years. You pay us different prices based on what media outlet you want to get in and we make it happen. And I was like, what media outlets are we talking? And I promise you, I have a Google spreadsheet from them with every single outlet you've ever heard in the entrepreneurial space. Magazines, newspapers, blogs, they're all on this list and they all have a dollar price attached to them. And that's how these entrepreneurs are getting in those places. So if you are sitting there saying, why am I not being featured in X magazine, I'm not going to call them out in today's episode, but you're thinking, why am I not getting there and other people are? It's because they are having conversations, they are meeting the right people, they are playing the game as it's set. I'll give you another example. I went through my emails to make sure I give you factual information on today's episode. Back in 2018, I had a phone conversation with a company who is responsible for over 60% of the top podcasts on the iTunes podcast chart. They are charging them and then sending them out to hundreds, their podcasts out to hundreds of thousands of people on their email list to get ratings and reviews to skyrocket up the podcast rankings charts. They're not doing it organically. People are paying for services that have hundreds of thousands of people in their audience to make sure it happens. And this to me is ugly. This is not how entrepreneurship should work. I've never had to do these things in my entrepreneurial career. It's not to say they wouldn't have worked. I mean, maybe if I did do them, maybe if I caved in and paid to be landed in these incredible spots, maybe I'd be in a different place right now. But to me personally, hopefully I'm like you. Hopefully you're sitting there saying, Brian, that's not right. That's not the way the game should work. I agree with you. And I'll never forget back in 2016 when I launched this podcast, the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast, I sent 200 of my closest friends and family, I'm talking uncles, cousins, aunts, people I went to college with, past roommates, past girlfriends, literally everybody, I sent personal texts and videos to saying, hey, my podcast just launched. I need your help. I need ratings and reviews so that more people will find this podcast. I put that work in. And what I found in that time and so many others is that we as individuals, we don't have to play that ugly game. We can band together and make stuff happen together. There's strength in numbers for us as entrepreneurs, whether you're launching your book, whether you're launching your podcast. And I'm excited. You're going to hear in this Monday's episode from two awesome, awesome entrepreneurs that are inside the Launch Coalition that they're launching their book and they're doing it the right way. They're banding together with fellow entrepreneurs who rise together, who learn together, who collaborate together, and they're going to make an incredible launch of their book. And they're doing it the right way. But it happens through those conversations. It happens through those connections. And if you are sitting there, I promise you, if you've been doing this for a month or for 6 months or for a year or for 5 years and you feel like you haven't made any progress, I'm willing to bet it's because you're trying to do it alone. And to me, that's the beauty of this GameStop story, is for the first time ever, retail investors have said, I don't like that ugly game that hedge fund managers play. I don't like the fact that they control the markets. Let's take control ourselves. And that's what I'm inviting you to do today in this episode, is acknowledge the fact, dare I say, accept the fact that you cannot do this alone. This journey was never meant for you to do it alone. You always need the help of others. That's why I relate so much. At my brother's college graduation, I was a 16-year-old sitting in the audience that day, and Desmond Tutu's daughter, she was the graduation speaker for my brother's graduation. All those years ago, I still remember it, 16 years ago. I remember what she said. She said, none of you sitting here today are self-made. It took your professors, it took your tutors, it took your sports coaches, it took your parents, it took your siblings, it took your classmates, it took every single person to be a part of your journey. Not a single one of you sitting here today is self-made. I don't care what background you came from. And I sat there as a 16-year-old and I took that message to heart and I said, it's right. Always, always our journeys are shaped and helped and advanced and shortcutted and made all the more memorable and enjoyable and fulfilling when we do it together and when we recognize that these things happen and work better together. So GameStop is one of what's going to be a lot of examples in the marketplace, in the world of entrepreneurship, in society for the coming years. The more we remember this message, the better off we're going to be as people and as entrepreneurs. That's why I'm really excited to do something today that I've never done in the podcast history. I'm going to invite you, every single one of you, every single person listening to this podcast, I want to talk to you on the phone. I'm giving you an invitation to get on my calendar. There are limited spots available, but get on my calendar. Yes, you. You and me, one-on-one, we're going to talk on the phone. I've never done this on the podcast before. All you have to do, it's very simple. Just go to imetbrian.com/calendar, imetbrian.com/calendar. You're going to see that you can schedule a quick chat with me there. Do it. For real. If you're sitting there alone and you're thinking, well, Brian, how do I start banding together? How do I start having strength in numbers? It starts with a conversation. And I want to hear what you're working on. I want to hear what's holding you back. I want to share my own insights. I want to help you move forward. And I'm going to tell you something. As someone who's been in the game for a long time, you'll be shocked at how few people take me up on this offer. So I'm telling you, this is seriously, like, I cannot say this in any clearer terms. imetbrian.com/calendar. Be one of the people that takes the initiative today and says, I'm not going to do this alone anymore. So that's it. This is public now. imetbrian.com/calendar. Get on my calendar. Today's episode is all about you shouldn't be doing it alone. In fact, you cannot do it alone. So this is my invitation to you to make at least one connection that pushes you forward this year. imetbrian.com/calendar. That's it from me today. You're in store for some really incredible episodes coming up every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.